From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. Today, the Justice Department released hundreds of pages about detainee mistreatment under the Bush administration. The central document is an investigation of torture by CIA interrogators. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The torture investigation has been classified for 5 years. The Justice Department was required to release it now. Officials decided to release many related documents at the same time. Some are legal memos that authorized harsh interrogations. Others address what information was gleaned from the most intense interrogation techniques. Attorney General Eric Holder is expected to make an announcement soon about a prosecutor to investigate torture. Such an investigation would be limited to those who went beyond the Justice Department's legal guidelines. For example, this torture report describes one detainee who was threatened by interrogators wielding a gun and a power drill. White House spokesman Bill Burton told reporters President Obama prefers to look forward, not backward, on this issue, but he said the decision of whether to appoint a prosecutor is solely Holder's to make. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.
And the Justice Department says Attorney General Holder has selected Prosecutor John Durham to investigate the cases of abuse. The White House has approved the creation of a new Special Terrorism Interrogation Unit to be supervised by the White House. Deputy White House spokesman Bill Burton says the new unit will not replace the CIA's interrogation activity, but he says rather it will be comprised of all these different elements under one group. And the Obama administration has released one of the youngest individuals to be held at the Guantanamo prison camp. Mohammed Jawad is now with his family in Afghanistan after being released over the weekend, according to his attorney. Jawad was accused of wounding two U.S. soldiers and their interpreter in a grenade attack in 2002, but a military judge ruled in the case that his confession was coerced and ruled that he be released in July. Weather is the preliminary concern for NASA as it prepares to fuel the Space Shuttle Discovery for liftoff. The spacecraft is poised for an early morning liftoff tomorrow, which means fueling has to begin during the early evening hours today when storms are possible. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reports.
NASA forecasters are predicting a 40% chance of storms at the same time launch pad workers plan to start loading propellant into Space Shuttle Discovery's 150-foot-tall fuel tank. The process takes 6 hours, so a lengthy fueling delay could scrub the liftoff the same way technical problems on the shuttle have in the past. NASA's Charlie Blackwell Thompson says there's some extra time in the countdown if there's a weather problem.
If it's just purely a weather and all the other work is on track, we have a couple of hours there that we have flexibility to. Certainly like to do it on time, but if weather holds us up, we have some flexibility on the order of about a couple of hours.
The astronauts will deliver cargo to the International Space Station, including an exercise treadmill named after TV talk show host Stephen Colbert. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 9 points at 95.15. The NASDAQ is down a fraction at 20.20. This is NPR News in Washington. The Bank of Israel has raised its key short-term borrowing rate by a quarter point today. It has become the first major central bank to take such action during the global economic crisis. The bank's rate had fallen 3.75 points from last September through March of this year. This is the Israeli bank's first increase since July of last year. With wildfires encroaching on the Greek capital, European countries are marshaling resources to help fight back the flames. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels.
Thousands of people have been forced to flee their homes as fires rage across Greece for the fourth day. With flames now on the outskirts of Athens, Greece is looking for more help from its European Union counterparts. The EU activated its joint civil protection mechanism over the weekend at Greece's request, and planes, helicopters, and personnel from Cyprus, France, Italy, and the EU's own reserve responded immediately. The European Commission's Michael Mann says more help is on the way.
Spain has offered two further planes. That offer has been accepted by the Greek authorities. So as soon as they can get in the air, they will be going over to Greece as well.
An estimated 15,000 hectares of land have been damaged and hundreds of homes destroyed. But so far, no serious injuries have been reported. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
An explosion from a apparent pipe bomb at Hillsdale High School in San Mateo, California, forced the evacuation of the building today and the cancellation of classes just as students were beginning their second week of school. Police say there were no injuries. The explosion occurred shortly after 8 o'clock. The 1,200 students went to a nearby middle school. A bomb squad was called in to search the building. $3 billion of federal assistance and 500,000 new cars later, the Cash for Clunkers program officially ends tonight. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News in Washington.